First of all, what is your role at North Town? You're the headmaster, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the head teacher here at North Town. Yeah, have been for almost 9 years now.
And are you Mr. Snowden or are you Mike?
Well, the children call me Mr. Snowden, but these days we have identity badges, so my full name's on there, so they do know that I'm Mike, and sometimes they will say that they know what my real name is, which is my first name.
I always remember being at school, it was quite quirky, knowing the teacher's first name. Ooh, look, there's Mike! Ooh. Yeah. Something, do you know what I mean? Right, okay, so you are here, not because we're not talking about North Town Primary, which I know is one of the biggest schools, primary schools in Taunton. Let's talk more about the new one, which is going up, Nerrells Farm, up that end of town.
Yeah, Nerrells Primary, yeah, it's a brand new school. It's due to grow to be a 420-place school, so almost the same size as North Town, a very big primary for Taunton. It's being constructed at the moment, but it's due to open on the 1st of September 2019.
Very exciting. And I suppose it's good news in the fact that it just shows that more and more people are wanting to come to Taunton to live.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a very popular destination for people at the moment, especially young families, hence the need for a brand new primary school in the town.
And when are you due to open up the school so that we can sort of get things underway?
As I said, the builders, Wilmot Dixon, have been working very hard, and the construction's going up at a rapid pace. For those who've seen the site, they know how quickly it's gone up. So they hopefully will finish by mid-July, hand the keys over, and we'll be able to get all the furniture in during August and ready to open on the 1st of September. The primary school and the nursery will open as well at that
time. So presumably then, with that sort of timescale, people that are applying to go to primary school can now apply to go to Nerrells Farm School then, Nerrells Primary?
Yes, they can. At the moment, we're asking people to apply directly to Nerrells Primary through the website, which is www.nerrellsprimary.co.uk, where they'll find all the admission details and a form. They'll apply to us by the closing date of midnight on the 15th of January 2019. We then have an arrangement with Somerset County Council where all those applications will be put in with every other application, and then we'll be able to let parents know if they've been successful or not in April.
That's always a tense time for parents, isn't it, really?
It can be, yes. It's a bit worrying when parents, and particularly at Nerrells, because a lot of parents I've spoken to live very close to the school, can see it very easily, and would very much like their children to go there. But again, we will try our very best to make sure we accommodate everyone who wants to go there.
So tell me about some of the exciting things about this school as a whole, apart from it being brand new.
Well, it's got an outdoor pitch. We're very much very keen to promote community use, so it's got a what's called a 3G pitch, which is a large outdoor multi-weather surface. So not only can the school use this, but community groups, youth football teams, other sports teams can use that too. We're hoping to keep it open on weekends as well as evenings. The hall will be in use. So it's very much going to be seen as a community hub as well as the local primary school.
It's all very, very exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And what about the classrooms these days? Is it sort of literally full of Apple products, iPads and iMacs and things like that, or you're going to sort of steer away and maybe stick to traditional values?
Well, it's a kind of a mixture, really. I mean, certainly the vision for the children there is that they have a mix of 21st century and traditional values. Certainly the younger children, because it will start with reception-age children, 4 and 5, they will have access to digital technology. But again, that's, at that age, it's more about their social and emotional development and working and playing alongside each other and developing those skills. As they get older, they'll use digital technology more and more to enhance and improve their learning experience, of course.
Now, Nerrells School is part of the Richard Hewish Trust of Academies. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, Richard Hewish Trust is a multi-academy trust. It currently has 2 primaries and a secondary school in it, and Nerrells will be another primary joining it, so the trust is sponsoring that. Initially, the money to build the school came from Somerset County Council, and Richard Hewish Trust is working in collaboration with the council on the build of the school, and then it will take over the running of the school on the 1st of September.
So does that mean it acts as like a feeder school to the college?
It won't necessarily be a direct feeder, but what it will be is we will put in the ambition and the vision of Richard Jewish Trust itself, which is for children to sort of see that they can achieve anything and do anything that they want to in their school life and beyond. And hopefully that will encourage them to go through primary and secondary school and into the college and then beyond there into university after that.
So it kind of acts as like a bigger brother or bigger sister, depending on which way you look at it.
Yeah, it's very much about a continuum of education that runs from the children in nursery at 2 years old all the way through to 18, 19 years old.
Mike, listen, thanks very much. Great to speak to you.
No problem. Thank you, Darren.